Return to the land of your soul. Hopefully for some of you, that's right here. For others, it's worlds away or a time in the past. Where do you find yourself most at home? The song is a Jewish song, and as we are coming up on the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish community is celebrating a new year, a new beginning, something that they do over again and again, reminding themselves that there's a life cycle, that things kind of repeat and come again. And we live in a society that makes it sometimes hard to remember that there's a cycle to things. And I'm going to say, yes, it's okay for people to move around, and don't worry about it. So, what are the things in your life that remind you of those cycles? In a world that's so busy and chaotic and kind of disconnects us from, who can tell me what phase of the moon it is right now? Almost full. How many didn't know? I know I didn't even as I asked it. Right. I heard on the news, oh, we've entered fall. I'm like, the equinox hasn't happened yet. What are they talking about? It is getting cooler. Knock on wood as we say that. But we kind of lose touch. So tell me, what are some of the things that help you remember those cycles in life, that things begin and fade and begin again? Food? Is that what I heard? Apples, yes. Peaches, apples, pumpkins for me. That's one of them. Yeah. School year was a big one, yes. The church year, yes.
The plants.
The plants, yeah.
Irises in the spring,
lilies, all that. Yeah. That'll be new for me. I've been living in a place where there's two planting seasons. Alabama, they're just starting their second one right now. What else? What else helps you remember that things begin again and again?
Birthdays.
The leaves, what was it?
Birthdays.
Yes. Christmas. And Easter and all the holidays, right? Ramadan and Rosh Hashanah, Kwanzaa. Music. In what way?
Dancing.
Who said that? Music. Music starts again and again, right? Even the hymns we've been singing today, right? They're over and over and over. I know some of you may or may not like that, but it's, you know, there's a reason why chants are done, because they help us get into a rhythm and it enters us into a different kind of mental state. Art. Is that what you said? Yeah, absolutely. Art is exactly right. I want to note to parents, shushing is louder than anything your kids are doing. So, you're going to notice as I do these intergens, I comment to the adults more than I do the kids. It's not, you know, it's because we're not accustomed to being intergenerational anymore. We don't know how to be with our differences. So here we are again, at this in gathering, and yet here's another new beginning. You've got a new minister again. Some of you are like, wait, didn't we already do that? Wasn't that like yesterday and not 10 years ago, right? Is this congregation to go through this again? You know, I've listened to the stories of some of the folks who were here in the 70s and 80s and 90s as these transitions have happened, and it's like, again? And of course, yes, again. 180-year-old church, how many ministers has it had? I bet you know. Huh?
More than two.
More than two, right? And yet we're still standing. How many generations of people again and again?
More than two.
More than two, for sure. I have to say what a joy it was to see the picture of a, oh gosh, thank you, yes. It's like, oh yay, it's one of my favorite people. Anyway, so we begin again and again. There are all kinds of calendars. There are all kinds of ways to mark the beginnings and the endings of things. In Unitarian Universalism, we tend to do in-gatherings. And most of our sister congregations across the world right now are doing water communion as part of their Sunday. And You know, some people love water communion, some people hate it. This is a thing where people bring water from wherever they've been, whether it's their garden at home or if they were traveling, visiting family or whatever, and they pour it into a common bowl. And then from that bowl, we cleanse the water, and then we use that for things like child dedications. Or, for example, I might take some and sprinkle it on the place where a young man was killed. Or we might take it and use it to bless a new space, to bless a new home. There are ways in which we do these things again and again. And I know you do flower communion. That would be another one that kind of reminds you, right? There are all kinds of ways in which we remind ourselves. The important thing is to take the time and stop. We don't often do that. How many of you have something that you do every single day that kind of reminds you to stop and breathe for a minute? School, for some, yes. Yeah, okay. I notice it's maybe a third of the room. And we wonder why we are a world so frazzled, a world so anxious, a world so frightened, a world so unsure. We don't take the time to stop and renew. And so this day, I invite you to be with each other, to know that it's in your hands, that we can help the world find a way to wholeness and renewal. To be born again, not in some fundamentalist, you know, I'm going to be doused in some water and go off to heaven and be done. But renewal in the sense that it's us here and now in this life. It's our hands on the streets, going to the vigils, going and praying with people, going in the streets and being with people, asking folks what they need, not assuming that they need it. Going out and being in the world together. That is the message of Unitarian Universalism. That heaven is not some imaginary world beyond. Heaven is something for us to create here and now. To begin again, every day, knowing that we will mess up and still trying over and over. And so I leave you with one last question. I want you to tell me, why come to UU Church at all? Why bother coming here? What's the point?
To be with community.
You could go to the community center. You could go to a concert. You could go to a book club. Why this community, though? What's special about it? You could find other liberal people. You could find other, you know.
Spirituality,
welcoming.
The commitment to those principles is pretty cool.
Commitment to the principles. Friends, what was it?
Safe.
It's safe.
That thing you were saying about recharging.
Recharging. This is a place for rejuvenation.
Okay. Reminds me we're all one.
What I like to hear in that is we remind ourselves of our own highest ideals and that we can live them even if it's messy. Because I'm guessing not everybody in this room likes every other person in this room. Don't lie. But that's not the point, right? Holding ourselves to our highest ideals means staying in community when we love each other and when we don't get along. And goodness knows our world needs that message here and now. They need to know that there's something beyond the current hatred, beyond their own limited awareness. Beyond. So may you be rejuvenated this day. May you remind yourself to stop a few moments every day and be inside an egg for a little while. But may you also remember that you're a little bit of clay. And that I hope that you don't just come to UU Church to be your same old self week after week after week, but that you come here to be challenged a little, to be transformed a little bit, to give of yourself, so that you're not just a piece of stick clay, but a marbled heart, or whatever it is you made today. May it be so.